Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Thank you, Genesis Communications Network, a.k.a. GCN Live, LIVE.com, for being the epicenter of free speech in the United States of America. Class, I got a call from Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren this morning, just a few minutes ago, and he said that there's an emergency that he is involved in, and as you know, he's a medical doctor, and he would be delayed or only be on for a few minutes, and I said, no, if you have an emergency, please attend to the emergency, and I'll teach from 5-Minute University. So, class, Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren is attending to an emergency. We'll see him next Monday, as we normally do. And just so you know, and so you're not concerned about Dr. Shealy, this has nothing to do with Dr. Shealy. So this medical emergency is not related to Dr. Shealy. If you decide that you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. And please keep it germane to preparedness. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So an interesting thing happened in the last week or so. And I was involved in helping someone. Oh, by the way, this is Lessons from 5-Minute University. And the unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book that I'm writing that you may be able to view soon. I don't know what soon is. Soon is certainly not 2 weeks, that's for sure. It'll be longer than that. But it's thousands of lessons on how to do all kinds of things. And one of the things that I was involved in, helping someone, is get internet working for home. Person has a job. Job pays this person to be at home and do things like manipulate spreadsheets, process customers' orders, track things on the internet, and so forth. So it involves human intervention. It involves moving large, large spreadsheets many, many times a day. And so bandwidth is kind of important. So this person lives in our area, and I thought maybe Brightspeed, that's what I'm using, Brightspeed, might be able to accomplish this with a landline and DSL. Well, so I called Brightspeed, and what I'm going to tell you is hours and hours and hours on the phone. Hours. Over 20 hours on the phone. On hold, talking to technicians, etc. So Brightspeed, they said, yeah, we can do it, 10 megabits per second, and that's the minimum amount of data that is necessary for this person to work from home. So they wanted the address. I was able to give them the address. And many, many calls, and they said, okay, we can do 10. And then I didn't believe them. So I called back, and they said, well, we can do 1.5 megabits per second. And I didn't believe it. And then they said, you know what? We can't do it. We can't provide any in that location. It was Brightspeed. So what I'm saying is they say they can do it, then they say, well, they can do it just a little bit, and then they say, no, we can't do it. So then the next avenue, this person was working with Verizon, And this would be one of those boxes that is a transceiver, transmitter and receiver. Stick it in your window, and you plug it into the wall outlet for electricity. You plug in an Ethernet cable, or you run it wirelessly. And they claim up to 25 megabits per second. So the person bought one, had to sign all kinds of agreements, bought one, put it in the window, hooked it up, and got 4 megabits per second with a 2/10 of a megabit upload. The latency was somewhere between 150 and 1500 milliseconds. Spent 4 days on the phone with Verizon, and they said, he wasn't right. I'm going to fix it for you, but you're going to have to wait a whole day, and then it will reset and you can retry it. And that went on for days. And ultimately, the last guy didn't give you the right information. The last guy didn't give you the right information. The last guy didn't give you the right information. Finally, the ultimate last guy said it won't work. They've all been giving you a runaround. It won't work. So what does Verizon do? Well, they do what any American corporation would do that is greedy. And they've decided that, y'all got the equipment. Y'all use data. And so we're going to have a restocking fee. We're going to charge you for the data. We're going to prorate. So we're going to charge you for you finding out and wasting at least 20 hours of your time trying to hook up something that we know won't work. Verizon. And that's going into the Verizon store, talking with the Verizon staff, who say, oh, yeah, that location, that's in a really good area. You'll be able to get this data working. And it's not true, because Verizon ultimately said no. So U.S. Cellular, how do they compare? Well, I decided to jump in and help. And I went to a U.S. Cellular store with the person who was trying to make this work. And we talked to the staff, a couple ladies. Evan is her first name, and Gabby is the first name of the other one that was helping us, in Marshfield, Missouri, U.S. Cellular store, independent store. And what I noticed was, with an independent store, the people there really want to make it work. They're not employees of, let's say, U.S. Cellular. They are an agent of U.S. Cellular. So if they don't make it work, if they can't figure it out, if they don't have the answers, there's no reason for them to go to work, because they'll be out of business. So they told us that, yeah, we'll probably work. But they weren't going to promise the 25 megabits per second, because it's probably not going to happen. So what they did, they had the equipment. It was different equipment. They said it would probably work. And you know what? It did. It worked. And so the results are not 25 megabits per second. It ranges, depending on the weather, between 9 and 15 megabits per second download and a half a meg to 7 meg upload. That's pretty darn close to what the person needs to be able to work from home. The person needed 10 meg download and a half a meg upload. And it looks like 9 to 15 meg down and half to 7 meg upload. I think it's going to be fine. So I wanted to share that with you, that, you know, there's a difference in companies. There really is. And there's a difference in attention to detail. So it just frosts me that Verizon, after spending over 20 hours on the phone with just Verizon, 4 days, and them saying, oh, yeah, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work. The last guy gave you bum information, but I got the right information. You know, hearing that over and over, and this person's job depends on it. I mean, so this is the kind of thing where if a person can't get this to work, they lose their job. I said they, because not because of pronoun correctness, but because I don't want to identify whether it's a male or female. I was taught in elementary school that if you don't know, it's always he. If you don't know whether it's male or female, you always use he. But now it's, I don't know what it is. Bottom line is, it works. And the lesson is, you just can't go with the big elephant in the room and expect them to know what they're talking about. And what, over and over and over again, I'm finding throughout pretty much everything I do, when I talk to someone, they are not qualified. They are not qualified to be on the phone. Unless, of course, all it takes to be qualified is a heartbeat and be able to speak. Because it seems that the people that I talk to on the phone meet those two qualifications. So I wanted to share that with you and let you know that you can be persistent and you can solve the problem if you want to. But I can't believe how we've fallen so far that our tech support is in Central America or the Philippines. I'm talking about Brightspeed. I'm talking even Verizon, I think their tech support is not necessarily in the United States. Now, maybe it is. Maybe they just have accents. And they came from another country, the tech support people. But it's not up to my standards. And the interesting thing is, with U.S. Cellular, no calls were made to tech support. The person that was able to configure it, I helped out. It's real simple. It worked. Now, here's something that you may want to think about. If you put one of these transceivers, which would be a combination of a transmitter, receiver, wireless, cellular, microwave frequencies, you might want to think about where you put that thing. My case, I don't want it in a bedroom. I don't want it in the living room. I don't want it in the kitchen. I don't want it where anybody's going to be. Why is that? Well, because we're talking about microwave frequencies, right? So keep that in mind when you buy one of these things. Keep in mind that your cell phone operates on microwave frequencies, and plenty of people are getting sick from, ladies putting it in their left bra pocket. Why? Because they're right-handed. So if they're right-handed, they would have trouble putting the cell phone in their right bra pocket. It's easier to put in the left one, where your heart is. And that's because ladies' clothes aren't fabricated, designed, constructed for today's world. So they don't have shirt pockets like some guys do. By the way, almost all my shirts have shirt pockets too. One on the left, one on the right. I can put things in them. Things that I need for, you know, being a farmer. But ladies don't seem to have that option. So they tend to put their phone in their bra pocket, and it gives the added benefit of left breast cancer in many cases, or in some cases. Guys, where do they put them? Well, they put them in their front right pocket. They're right-handed, and they slip the phone right in their right front pants pocket. Of course, that's really good for giving yourself reproductive cancer. And the gals sometimes put the phone in their back right pocket if they have pants with back pockets. And of course, you can sit on the phone and break the phone.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's just me today, and we're teaching lessons from 5-Minute University. If you've got a question regarding preparedness, you'd like to call in 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. Jason will answer the phone. He'll put you in the stack. I will see the call screen in the studio here at the farm in Missouri, and I'll put you on the air. He'll probably ask you a question like, what's your first name, and what would you like to talk about, and where you're calling from. And the reason is the call screen will show me all the call lines, all the telephone lines that enter Genesis Communications Network, where you'll be calling. And it's kind of a nice thing so that I can see, you know, it's so-and-so from Texas, and you want to talk about whatever the topic is. It's kind of a nice little heads up for me. Kind of like when someone used to call on the telephone and they used to be polite. And they would say, hello, this is Vincent Finelli calling. May I speak with so-and-so? Thank you very much. Today it's different. Today with the cell phones, someone calls you and says, so what are you doing? Or where are you? I even called the United States Post Office, and I got a gal who's running the show at the Post Office. And so I said hello, and she says, so what are you doing? What am I doing? I'm calling you because I have a problem. My shipment from eBay got busted. But what I'm saying is we're so used to now these shorthand, quick, right to the point discussions. I really don't like it. I really don't like it. As a matter of fact, I don't like answering the phone anymore. I don't like it because people ask me, they call and say, what are you doing? Where are you? First of all, none of your business, and who is this? Right? So I don't have a cell phone. I used to have a cell phone. I thought it was the greatest thing. How'd I ever live without it? And then after a while, the phone calls just kept coming in day and night, day and night. And I'm wondering how I ever lived with it. I dumped it years and years and years ago. So I don't have a cell phone. And I'm proud of it. And I'm probably the only guy who doesn't have a cell phone. That's okay with me. It really is. And it's not so much because of the convenience of the cell phone that I don't have one. It's because people don't stop calling me. They just don't stop. The phone, you know, here at the farm, we have a landline. And some people have a landline. And frankly, I do not sit by the landline telephone set waiting for it to ring. I don't do that. Can you imagine that? I don't sit by the phone waiting for it to ring. I'm actually really busy. I'm either under vehicles, I'm under tractors, I'm with the welder, I'm in the barn, I'm with the cows. I am busy from the minute I get up, farm chores early in the morning, then hop on the broadcast, do a couple hours on the radio, then I go back to the farm immediately, and I do that 5 days a week. And I stay working until I collapse. And when I collapse, I want to collapse. Okay? And probably because I need to. So farming is not just 5 days a week. And then the other 2 days a week, like Saturday and Sunday, it's the same routine except for no radio. And the phone just doesn't stop ringing. People want to talk to me. Now, I'm not sure why. I talk to them when I can. But a lot of times I'm not near the phone and I see that they're either their messages on the phone, people want to tell me something. That's nice. But I think maybe they just want to talk. Maybe they're living in an apartment somewhere and they just, I don't know, maybe they're bored. Maybe they think it's up to me to make them not bored. Or maybe they think I don't know something and they want to make sure that I do know it. I'm not sure why that is. What good would it do, you know, if I know it? And actually, I probably do know it. Because I do spend more time than I should doing research. And I spend a couple hours a day doing research for the broadcast and the book and, you know, things I need to know. But frankly, you know, it's really nice. It's really nice that I don't get many of those jokes anymore. Those internet jokes. You know, look, is this funny or what? Look at this, look at that, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look at me, look at me. You know, look at these pictures I took of myself. I really don't want to see them. If it's educational, that'd be nice. But, you know, I really don't want to see someone with their cat. Another picture with the cat, another picture with the cat. I really don't need that. It's nice.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The 2023 election cycle is already upon us. In Mississippi, the filing deadline to appear on the ballot in the August 8th statewide primaries is Wednesday. The Magnolia State is one of four states, along with Louisiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, holding regularly scheduled state legislative elections this year. A lawmaker with the House Armed Services Committee is warning the U.S. military is not ready for a war with China. Some predictions say as early as 2025. Democrat Representative Adam Smith from Washington on Fox News Sunday.
This is a huge problem. We don't have the industrial base, and we don't have the ability to ramp up that industrial base. The reason that they don't have the ability to make as many weapons as we now need is because they don't want to make that major investment without what they refer to as a demand signal. We need to increase that ability to surge when we need it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so, you know, since y'all mentioned telephones, at 70 years old, actually over 70, I should, some might think I should be boring holes through the atmosphere, you know, flying here and flying there and taking vacations and you know, reading a book on the sunny coast of Mexico or Florida or something like that, but I'm not. I'm not interested in boring holes in the atmosphere, you know, sitting on a jetliner and destroying the atmosphere. What I am interested in doing is being productive and running this farm. In order to do that, I have to run the farm, and sometimes I get calls, and the calls are for of business nature. Sometimes I need to make calls for business nature. Sometimes people call the automotive shop for business, and it's all on the same telephone line. So I just can't tie that thing up, and you know, chat all day. So I actually am productive, and I hope you all are too. So I just want to let you know that those are the reasons why I can't take the calls. I can't. You know, a lot of times I'm covered with grease. Well, not covered. You know, my eyes aren't covered, and my nose isn't covered. But I mean, the rest of me is covered with grease. I'm working on equipment, and it's heavy. It's, and if I'm on my back looking up under a piece of equipment, and the phone rings, I feel obligated to take it. And if I say, "Hi, this is Vincent," and the person says, "So what are you doing?" Really? I mean, what was I doing? What was I doing? I was on my back and covered with grease, and you called. That's what I was doing. So, just a, I don't know how we got so far off course, but we done did, right? Y'all noticed that turmeric and curcumin has gone up in price? I think the pricing has increased about 2x. Now, I like turmeric and curcumin. I have it right here in the studio. And so I used to get it at Sam's Club, turmeric and curcumin complex. And it comes in a big jar of vegetable capsules, and I take them a couple of times a day. It's really great. You know, some people probably think it works for joint support. Some people probably think it works for aches and pains and reducing inflammation. I think it's great. By the way, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a single word I say about anything. It's not that I'm misrepresenting, obfuscating, or trying to confuse the situation. That's not it at all. What it is I really prefer that you do your own research. And, you know, people used to come to the meetups, and they say, "Well, just tell us. Just tell us what to do." And I'd say, "No. No, because one day Vinny's not going to be here, and y'all are going to be on your own, and y'all need to know how to figure it out for yourself. You need to have to learn how to ferret out the truth for yourself, because I'm not always going to be here to tell you what I think the truth is. You need to learn how to learn." And some people got annoyed with me because they thought that, you know, all I should do is just tell them. It's like people who would call talk shows and say, "Who should I vote for? Should I vote for the guy with the blue tie or the guy with the red tie? Who should I vote for? Who's the right one?" Well, you need to make that up. Make up your own mind. And by the way, I'm disenfranchised. I don't vote for anybody. Not locally, not countywide, I don't vote. Because I know my vote doesn't count. And by the way, if you have a chance to, there's a great audio book. It will ruin your day and every day that you listen to it. It's by Paul L. Williams, called Operation Gladio, OPERATION, space, GLADIO, The Unholy Alliance Between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. You will learn about the presidents who are involved in skullduggery. You will learn about how there was an attempted assassination of a pope. You will learn who did it. You will learn the countries involved. You will learn the names of the players. You will realize that this cabal is just vast. You will learn, if it's true. Okay, you will learn that the government is involved in drug running, heroin operations. They fund arms deals, missiles, rockets, rifles, ammunition. You won't believe it. It's just incredible. Who was involved? Famous people, according to Operation Gladio, by Paul L. Williams. You'll learn about the Vatican and the money laundering of the Vatican Bank. Yeah. You'll learn that popes are those who were formerly cardinals, and what they have to do, or what they did do, to... It's kind of like U.S. Congress. The jockeying the misrepresentation, the homosexuality. Yeah, according to this audiobook, between 20 and 50% of the Vatican are engaged in homosexual activities. The Vatican. And in order to rise up through the ranks, you have to have a protector. That's someone who will guide you and protect you on your way up. And of course, that person wants favors. Can you imagine that? And there was a time in the United States when we used to think that there were certain people in professions that we could look up to. We could trust them. Well, we were told to. We were told you could trust your priest. We were told you could trust the guy in the blue uniform on the corner. We were told that you could trust your teachers and your principal. We were told that. And we did. And your doctors. Now we have doctors who tell you to get the jab. Can you imagine that? Okay, so if you think I'm confused about turmeric and curcumin, just take a look. See if you can find turmeric and curcumin in capsules or in powder. Yeah, I'm not talking about the size that you might sprinkle on something you're cooking in the kitchen stove. I'm not talking about a little tiny fun size. I'm talking about a size you can actually use for a while. You know, maybe a pound or half a pound. That's what I'm talking about. Just see if you can find that. I think it's going to be a little tougher than you might think. I was thinking about tools, and I was talking to our son. Our son's, he's a degreed farmer. He went to school to study agriculture, went to college, and has one of those sheepskin things that says that he done passed all the tests. So he's a degreed farmer, and he's a mechanic. He runs an automotive shop here at the farm. And we're talking. I said, you know, none of my tools are new. All my tools are old. I said, except for the special tools that we've needed to buy that are required for doing things that we've never done before, that are on vehicles that are maybe 15 years old. I'm not talking about wrenches. I'm not talking about sockets. I'm not talking about breaker bars. I'm not talking about torque wrenches. I'm talking about special tools, special sockets that fit oxygen sensors, special oil filter wrenches that Toyota has a special oil filter and you need a special wrench to get the darn thing apart. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about my other tools. The majority of the tools that I've owned, still own, are old. Like, for example, I have a circular saw from the 1970s. So that would be about 50 years old. I have wrenches and sockets that are the same vintage, 50 years old or so. I have a level from the 1950s. That's 70 years old. And you know what? It still knows what true level is. It really does. It's made by Craftsman. It was my father's. He built a house with it, and I inherited that. So it's a 24-inch level, and it's about 70 years old, and it absolutely works, and it's the most accurate of all levels we have. We have some 4-foot levels, 2-foot levels, 6-foot levels, 1-foot levels. But the very best one, the Craftsman from the 1950s, 70 years ago. Got some orange extension cords. I'm just giving you some examples. 100-footers. They're 30 years old. I'm still using them. I've got some hammers, that S-wing hammers, 40 to 50 years old. Got a saber saw, electric saber saw, Craftsman. I believe it was made by Singer, you know, the sewing machine company. Back then. 40 years old. Still works great. Now, the reason I'm telling you this lesson is about 10 years ago, I saw ties together. About 10 years ago, I was visiting a business that had farm supplies. and I know the owner. And I was just chatting with the owner, and it was starting to rain, just starting to drizzle. And I said, y'all have that saw out there, that circular saw, and it's gonna get wet. It's right out there in the parking lot. And to me, it looked like it'd been there for a couple of weeks outside. I said, it's raining. You can get that saw out there. Now, I thought that it'd be logical to not let the saw get wet. This is one of those reddish, cheap saws, you know, from the Chinese factory tool outlet. I think it had a name like Chicago on it. Didn't mean it came from Chicago. It meant it came from China. So it was this cheap circular saw, 7 1/4 inch circular saw. And I said, so you know, it's going to get wet. It's raining. He said, I just buy the cheap ones. And when they stop working, I throw them away. And I figured out that's what it is. That's the whole thing. That's what's wrong with my toolbox. That's why I don't have many new tools. Because I don't leave them out in the rain and throw them away and buy new ones. So that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm wiping them off when I'm done with them. I wipe the grease and oil off them. I have a light coat of oil on all the wrenches and sockets, and I actually lubricate the gear mechanism of my ratchets so that they operate smoothly. And maybe that's why they've lasted so long. But heck, I guess I'm doing it all wrong, because if I left them out in the rain, I'd buy new ones. That have shiny new ones. I just want to tell you that that's what people are doing. Some way. Mount Trashmore. Building at Mount Trashmore near you with things that we don't take care of. And it's not just this one person. It's everywhere. And I think the manufacturers have figured out how stupid we are. I think they have. I think they figured out that why should we build a good one? Why should we build a beautiful, perfect car and let one of these personalities...
During those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. You know, I'm just teaching some lessons from 5 Minute University. And what I was trying to say for the last break, and by the way, I fly by the audio. Yeah, I've got two atomic clocks in here. One of them has a, looks like an old school clock. Yeah, when I went to school, like 1950s and 60s and 70s. And it has a dial, has some numbers on it, like 1 through 12. And it has a black little hand for the hours and a little bigger hand, black, for the minutes. And then it has this little red thin one that goes around and around and around. It's for the seconds. And so I've got one of those, but I really fly by audio, you know, the sounders, the introductions, the outroductions, the rejoiners. That's how I fly. So sometimes I just run right into them. But what I was saying when I was cut off was imagine building a real exotic supercar. You know, a real expensive one. Something like a Lamborghini. Imagine you're the guys and gals building a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a McLaren. And, you know, a couple $100,000, you know, per copy. And then you're reading the news that one of your customers, your ultimate customers, is this guy who's really adept at throwing a ball, you know. Bouncing a ball, throwing a ball, hitting a ball, chasing a ball. You know, I think they call those athletes. I think that's what they call those people. Imagine building this car and having one of these overpaid ball bouncers crash it into a tree. That'd be heartbreaking, right? After a while, I think you get pretty numb to it and maybe even say, why the heck should we build a really good copy of this car when these overpaid people just are careless and reckless with them? Or an actor, you know, or an actress. You know, most of them are actors, male types, male impersonators, and overpaid for, you know, people who read a cue card and say things like, get 'em. Yep. Oh, those guys, you know, those lines like that, the people that have those jobs, that the impersonator jobs that are overpaid, and they crash their cars. It'd be really heartbreaking to me if I were one of the people who was designing, building, constructing, checking the quality, making sure the car was darn perfect before this guy crashed it. It'd really kind of bother me. Herman in Nevada, welcome.
Vincent, good morning.
horrible Herm here.
I don't know why. I don't know why that's your name. I don't. Herman, I understand. The horrible part, I don't understand.
Well, it's very simple. You know, all my life people have told me, you can't do that. Or, you know, when I told them I wanted to collect exotic cars, which you've seen, you can't do that. And then I ended up with something, and I built most all of that myself. The ones I can't build, like the Continental, even the dealer can't figure out how to fix. But anyway, you know, Vincent, a lot of your listeners are just like me that lived in a time in America when we weren't being flooded by the third world. And not that these poor people, a lot of them don't want to have a better life and make a better world for themselves. And you see these migrant waves coming in. It's just heartbreaking. But the government, specifically the Democratic government, is trying to take those people to make them all voters, to make them a one party beyond the uniparty system. So you, when you talk on the show, you bring a lot of your audience like me back to a day of America that was great. And it was still full of immigrants. We're all from immigrants, your family, my family, but not illegal immigration. But I don't want to get on a tangent on that. The reason I'm calling today is I think we should talk about this huge scandal that's hit Tractor Supply with their producer Pride, Layer, and Scratch, with so little protein in it that chickens are not laying eggs anymore. And I've noticed my egg content with my maybe 35, 40 hens has gone down to a dozen a day, where even during the winter, because, you know, I run 24/7 light and keep them warm, and they can go in and out, and they free-range. And I'm feeding them a very multi, very diet of sweet cob, and, you know, I even give them some of the stuff the goats like, and lots of alfalfa, you know, bales and all that. But have you been following the Tractor Supply producer Pride scandal?
Well, there is an article on the internet that says, well, it's in YouTube, it talks about that. So, it's, let's see. I just lost it, but I had it on the screen. Why don't you tell us about it? But the bottom line is, if you don't have enough protein, if you don't have enough vitamins, minerals, and supplements, your chickens aren't going to do well. They aren't. And if they're sick, the eggs aren't going to be up to par, up to the quality that you would like. So they really need to do exactly what we need to do, which is, you are what you eat. You need to eat the right foods and have the right supplements. Chickens and horses and cows and all other farm animals, same thing. When we come back, Herman, we're going into the top of the hour, news and commercial announcements. Would you please share with us exactly what you're talking about with Tractor Supply producers Pride chicken feed?
Right after the break.
And the protein. Yeah, after, yeah. And have you determined what the protein is? I think they say it's 16%.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.